I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
O God, you are the unsearchable abyss of peace, the ineffable sea of love and the fountain of blessings, and the bestower of affection. Who sends peace to those that receive it? Open to us this day the sea of your love, and water us with plenteous streams from the riches of your grace, and from the most sweet springs of your kindness. Make us children of quietness and heirs of peace. Enkindle in us the fire of your love. Strengthen our weakness by your power. Bind us closely to you and to each other in our firm and indissolvable bond of unity. And we're blessed that the choir has arrived safely.
Please be seated and welcome the Jarvis Christian College Choir. We're so glad you're here. As Jarvis gets settled and Beth is working with him, I do want to make a statement at this time that I don't know how many of you have been here in the past when the Jarvis Christian College Choir has come, but rarely have I heard such beautiful music, such uplifting music. Spiritually, I walk away just feeling 100% better. They're fabulous. They're our brothers and sisters in Christ from Hawkins at Jarvis, and I would have them here once a month if I could. That's just how wonderful they are. I could have them every week. But we want to thank you, Jarvis, for being here. It's just such an honor to have you and hear those beautiful voices. So at this point, I believe the way Beth has this set up, Jarvis has taken over, which works for me.
Oh, Of all his stood at the foot of the manger to behold the Lord of all. Perfect love and human form, so helpless and so small.
Praise your name for all. Answered by find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our victim's cry and set by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn it, and you know a little fire burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our faces cry. Answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn it, and you know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus.
Thank you so much. Talk about being spiritually fed. Absolutely amazing. Dr. Thompson, I noticed that at times you move members around to get certain sounds. We do that here. They move me around so they won't hear a sound, but it's beautiful. It's amazing how you do that. Before we go any further, I want to share a scripture that I chose just for this occasion. It's short, but I think it's very fitting. Psalm 96, 1 through 6. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. What a beautiful reading. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. Loving God, who hears us, who knows us, who seeks us out, we give you great thanks today as we come to your house. We claim your grace and enter the house of worship to praise you for your fidelity to us. We come to worship, we come to be community, we come here to sing of the timeless joyfulness of wholeness in you. Your goodness and the goodness of your Son lead us to name our holiness as people who are flawed and broken but beautiful nonetheless. This gift is tremendous. Oh God, we are blessed with the history of hymns and spiritual songs that lift us up in the darkest times and magnify our joy and brightness. Help us to dig richly into these hymns, to hear the messages they tell us, to hear anew our favorites, to learn something new and claim that abundance. Help us to serve in the same way we sing, with one focus, with one voice, with one song. Help us to keep ourselves communally together as we offer our individual songs. Some of us sing melody, some harmony, and some simply concentrate on the rhythm. You created us in our individual ways to merge with the rest, so the songs become vibrant and lively when we work together. Join us in hearts, minds, and song to agree to disagree when we must, but to hold our unity as sisters and brothers in Christ of the highest regard. Let the harmony of our togetherness mix with our combined melody of your service and praise as we seek to discern the proper rhythm of life in this world. All in the name of your Son. Amen.
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.